So today, this may be familiar, it may be very familiar, it may be something that's taken for granted, and I often see that it's taken for granted, these blue sky laws. A lot of times with a large firm especially, we're dealing with precedent. A client might have done a transaction a number of times. We may have done the type of transaction. We'll pull out old deals as examples. And somehow we end up complying with state securities laws. Maybe we don't know or we're not actively thinking about how exactly we did that. So I figured this would be an interesting way to discuss some of that. And we will focus on 506, which is the most common private offering exemption that people rely upon. But there have also been some developments lately that I think initially seemed exciting, but as we dig into it, are maybe a little bit less exciting. And so to show the history of this, this is the federal timeline, but the Federal Securities Act of 1933, of course, 1933, has the general mandate that if you're going to offer or sell securities to the public, you need to register them unless there's an exemption that applies. One exemption is under a particular section, we'll talk about it, 4A2, and that's basically for a private offering. 49 years after the Securities Act came out, in 1982, you had Regulation D, which provided some additional color on how you make sure that you're actually a private offering. That's great. At the time, what it did, and did all the way until 96, though, is it added clarity at the federal level, but you still needed to separately look at state laws and figure out how you're going to comply. Then in 96, National Securities Markets Improvements Act came about, and this was actually very fundamental because it connected these parallel tracks of federal and state securities laws.